Good morning. Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Thursday morning. Boy, the weather's been nice. Hey, how nice was that day yesterday? If you're a person that keeps your driveway or your sidewalk or your steps as clean as possible, what little snow was left on them yesterday melted. There's no question about that. It was a beautiful day. And we've got some nice days ahead. Over the next couple of days, you know, single-digit minus numbers, so minus 7, minus 8 for daytime highs. But then as we get deeper into the weekend, early next week, beautiful, balmy, balmy weather. Boy, do we have stuff to talk about today. There's lots going on. This situation in Minneapolis, the ICE agent shooting and killing a lady driving her van. She was protesting, at least this is the allegation, the work that ICE agents are doing in the state. This is a terrible situation. We'll talk a little bit more about this, but look, at the end of the day, if you protest and don't follow the lawful direction of police officers, you are likely to be arrested. You should not be killed. Let's be clear about that. And I know people are saying, well, she was aggressively driving towards. Come on. Have you seen the video? Have you looked at the video? This is being spun as domestic terrorism. She was weaponizing her vehicle. I have seen vehicles used as weapons. I've seen and been present when police officers have fired their weapon at a gun, at a car, at the person driving a car. It's not normal. Now, granted, there's some differences between the United States and Canada. It's not normal, but this situation stinks. I'm not talking about the reason ICE is in Minneapolis. I'm not talking about the mandate that they have. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about this specific situation, and it stinks. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Continued discussion on air travel today, issues that have been happening for people in our province. Boy, so it seems like everyone knows someone that has either had delays with their flight, has had baggage not show up, and now the cramped seat issue that we heard about yesterday. We've got a federal travel air aviation expert on the show to talk a bit about that. NDP federally lost a ton of ground in the last election, decimated to what, 7 seats in Canada, lost their official party status. One of the candidates to become the new federal NDP leader is in Saskatchewan for a couple of days. Heather McPherson will join us just after 9 o'clock. What does she feel needs to be done to not only rebuild the party, but garner support in this province where there has been little to no federal NDP support for quite some time? And to lighten things up a little bit, have you done a cruise? We talked a bit about this yesterday. We have a cruise enthusiast who has been on a number of these types of vacations. He's become an expert on the topic. Joining us to talk about the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts of cruising, if you will, and take your questions. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. We got a full show today, open lines coming up, and a whole lot more. So let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
So we've been talking about this for the last day or two. This is the RCMP response to a wellness check at a home in Wynyard where they tragically found one person deceased but rescued a number, 35-plus cats in poor living conditions. Local animal rescue groups have stepped in. The cats are in foster care, and there's generally a recovery and rehabilitation effort that's taking place. This is a shocking story, but it does raise a lot of questions about animal welfare, pet care, how communities can help prevent situations like this. Are there changes that need to happen to laws and regulations? What are the implications to someone being allowed to have 40 cats in their home? I'm happy to have back on our program Veronica Hermiston. We've had Veronica on before. She's the director and founder of the Mozart Sympathy Animal Sanctuary, and Veronica was one of many teams involved in helping in this case in Wynyard just the other day. Veronica, thank you so much for taking our call this morning.
Thank you, too.
Can you walk us through, we don't have to get into details. This has some personal privacy issues in this situation, but talk about getting the call. What was the nature of the call that you and your team got in this situation?
Yes, we got a call Friday night just to say that There was a situation where there were some cats in a home and the person had passed away, and if we would be able to help come and rescue the cats.
Yeah. So when you go to a call like this, how do you prepare for it? And you know, I'm going to ask you in a bit, have you been on these, like how common is a call like this? But talk about how you prepare for this.
Yeah, it's pretty tough in a way because you really don't know what you're going into. However, the RCMP and the funeral home gave me, you know, a heads up that, like, you know, when someone passes away and that just be careful, and that we really don't know everything that's going on because they too just kind of responded. So it's a little bit of you're a little bit worried
right.
of what you're going to see or that type of thing.
And when you go in, I mean, this is,
yeah,
it's a tough situation. The cats, my understanding, there were some that were in quite poor health.
Some were in poor health, but considering the fact that there's now 41 and they've all been checked at the vet, they were in pretty good body condition, considering, yeah, we expected a lot more. Like a lot worse. So that was actually quite remarkable.
And I know you work with other groups. Is it safe to say even on that initial response, there was some sort of veterinarian assistance there as well?
No, not initially.
Not initially, no. Okay.
The one group had, I talked to our vet, our local vet, and then I also, the other group had talked to the vets that they're in contact with regularly, just to tell them that, hey, we are going to be bringing some cats, you know, like we need to get in and have an appointment.
right.
So, yeah.
How common is this, Veronica? Is this an isolated incident? Have you seen this before?
Many, many times. Like, it's sort of, it's not really anything new, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
This nature was a little different, obviously, but in general, we've worked with so many different cases where this is, and 41 is really actually not as big as we've had.
Is that right?
So, and it's still ongoing, of course. If we can still find more, we will take them. But there's been some cases where it's very many, many more. And there's everywhere we go, people say to us, okay, we've done help this. Oh, we know someone that has way more. We know, you know, in every community probably that we've been in, which is over 50 some communities that we serve. And everybody tells us, oh, my neighbor has. Oh, right.
Wow. Yeah. So, Veronica, we're chatting today with Veronica Hermiston, who is the director and founder of the Mozart Sympathy Animal Sanctuary. Can you talk us through what the challenges are with this many animals? I mean, it's safe to say there probably is a tipping point when you have too many pets that it becomes probably a health concern.
Oh, for sure. I mean, especially if they're not vetted regularly, if they're just, you know, breeding and, you know, crossbreeding, living in conditions that are poor, if the person that isn't, you know, cleaning the litters, isn't cleaning the animals, it's just a recipe for disaster for everyone.
Right. And so what needs to be done? I mean, I know you and I chatted a bit off air. I'm not asking you to be an expert in legislative drafting, but should there be laws? Should there be fines? Should it be education? Like, what needs to be done to prevent this?
Yes, all of the above. Mm. And we are really promoting mandatory spay and neuter unless you are a breeder with, you can get a special license, but there should be no, you know, people having kittens and puppies and then, you know, those types of things. The mandatory spay and neuter would totally make a huge difference in the animal welfare and the overpopulation crisis that we're seeing every day. And it can be done, like, at a local level, like in towns, villages, hamlets. Even RMs can consider this. There can be different amounts per, you know, place, whatever the community or the town agrees to. But there has to be something that the animal welfare is very poor in our province. And what can we do? How do we change it? It's definitely that. And then, of course, fines and stiffer fines for just when they do have too many animals in their home, or they haven't taken them and had them vetted when they're of age. Mm-hmm. These animals need to have, their people have to have consequences, or they'll just, it'll just keep going. And we're, rescue is like a band-aid to a huge problem, and we need a solution, not just rescuing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, it's got to be prevented in the first place. The suffering that these animals endure is just, it's terrible.
Right. Veronica Hermiston is my guest. You know, I'd asked if this is common. I can tell you over the years in my policing career, I was on a few calls like this where, you know, police were stepping in along with other emergency responders to respond to a situation. Obviously and often, there's some mental health issues for the owner of the home, of the pets. I would suggest, and this is me speculating, that in this case, that might have been an issue. I don't know, but, you know, it comes down to the cleanliness of the home. But what about the cost? Like when you talk about, you know, we should have some mandatory spayed and neutering laws, even just to feed that many animals. I mean, I'm guessing cost can be a factor that leads ultimately to a neglectful situation too.
Yeah, for sure. No, so the thing is, would our province step up and have a program for low income or things like that? Sometimes the vets have like Farm Cat Day. What about Town Cat Day? You know, what about the people in the communities that can't afford, but they're wonderful people. Mozart itself has helped numerous, I don't have a number, but numerous people keep their own pet, because when we get called in and they're like, hey, my cat had kittens, you know, whatever, okay, we'll take the kittens, we'll spay the mom, and we'll return the mom to you. You keep your animals, or if you want some back, we'll spay and neuter. I've like found people who would sponsor things like that for someone who's a lovely pet owner. But what happens too is, you know, you haven't spayed and neutered, and all of a sudden you call me and you have like 27 cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a woman who had 27 dogs and five were pregnant, and we're still not finished collecting all of them.
Yeah,
but the thing is, if we could have gone in, and she's wonderful. Everybody generally is pretty wonderful who has these pets, as far as like they are loving and kind. But it just gets out of hand, and then you're just overwhelmed. And it's also, I think people are afraid we're just going to come in and take them away, so they don't reach for help because mm-hmm. they love them. So it's like stealing your children from you. So now that I'm making this awareness because of this incident, maybe people will contact us and say, hey, can you help me? I'm overwhelmed, like this happened. And then if the town or hamlet or village says, okay, you can have a maximum of five cats or dogs, okay, we'll figure out what we do with the rest. You keep five, pick your favorite or whatever.
Yeah.
Sadly, there, you know, but that has to happen. But if we could get some type of funding too, where we could channel it to those homes that they should have their pets, and they just can't afford it.
Right. Well, Veronica, I appreciate you giving us some time. Thanks for the work that you do in your community. This story, sadly, highlights again the importance. Can you give us quickly your website? Because I know you're based pretty heavily on donations to keep running. Where can people find you?
Massassi.ca. So MSASI.ca.
Okay, good stuff. Veronica, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, too.
Veronica Hermiston is the director and founder of the Mozart Sympathy, there's the P-A-W, get that, Sympathy Animal Sanctuary, and they were involved in this real tragic case in Wynyard. Later in the show, in fact, right at the end of the show, we are actually going to check in with another agency that was involved in this. They're ultimately the agency, the one that we'll be checking in later, that is responsible for now having these cats not only brought back to great health, but then adopted. And so people are interested in adopting some of these animals. That's another conversation we can have a little bit later. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. Lots to talk about today here on the Evan Bray Show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.